This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, April 6th, 2023. As most of you know, the Hood Canal Bridge will be closed to vehicular traffic during the last weekend of July and the first three weekends of August. What you might not know is that over the next 2 weeks, according to Washington State DOT, travelers who use the State Route 104 Hood Canal Bridge are encouraged to plan for additional travel time on weekdays in April. Beginning the week of April 10th, Washington State Department of Transportation bridge preservation crews will conduct an in-depth inspection of the bridge that requires opening the draw span multiple times daily. During the draw span openings, the bridge is closed to vehicle traffic, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Inspection schedule includes 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 10th through 14th, and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 17th through the 21st. The typical duration of each draw span opening will close the bridge to traffic for 15 minutes to 1 hour. Crews will combine inspection-related openings with marine openings when possible. The inspections require daylight to see inside tight spaces and get detailed observations on bridge components and operations. Travelers can get information about the Hood Canal Bridge on WSDOT.com, the WSDOT app, and on the statewide travel map. Links to all three are on the transcript. A newly built affordable housing development at Hendricks and 7th Streets in Port Townsend opened last Friday, March 31st, with 43 units for low-income individuals. The completion of the project marks the first affordable housing development the city has seen in 15 years, according to OLECAP. As reported yesterday in the PT Leader, 200-plus organizers, officials, and community members gathered within the property's new parking garage to commemorate the grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony for 7th Haven. Dale Wilson, Kathy Morgan, and Cherish Cromiller of OLECAP cut the ribbon to open 7th Haven after 6 years of hard work. A handful of speakers, including OLECAP officials, Congressman Derek Kilmer, and others, praised the accomplishment and the facility's features and remembered the long road to get the housing project across the finish line. Former OLECAP director Dale Wilson said, quote, "I recall 6 years ago on one of these really beautiful Port Townsend afternoons in the summertime, Kathy Morgan and Mark Ozias and I met right here in this space of what then was a dusty gravel parking lot. 7th Haven is a validation that we can be a community of action and not words." Beyond OLECAP, multiple local organizations and municipalities played a role in getting 7th Haven built, including Jefferson County, Port Townsend Kiwanis, Clark Construction of Bainbridge Island, the City of Port Townsend, and others. Congressman Kilmer said, quote, "There's a saying that change is inevitable, but progress is optional. This is progress. This is progress for folks in Port Townsend and folks throughout Jefferson County. This is a facility that will represent a new beginning for a whole lot of people," close quote. 7th Haven will house some of the peninsula's most marginalized individuals, including homeless veterans and victims of domestic abuse. Cherish Cromiller, executive director of OLECAP, was quoted as saying, "We know roughly at this point that we've got 10 veterans who are unhoused folks. They are sheltered and they will be living here. We know another 22 of the units are going to folks that are unhoused or currently in a shelter." The property is reserved for individuals or families making less than 50% of the area's median income. The building comes with many features inside and out. 6 studio spaces, 18 one-bedroom, 15 two-bedroom, and 4 three-bedroom apartments. There is also an on-site parking garage located on the ground level. Soon, 7th Haven will also feature a child care facility for residential and community use, with the Olympic Peninsula YMCA managing child care. Work has already begun to finish the child care space. OLECAP and YMCA are set to hold another open house and ribbon cutting when that space is completed in the near future. 7th Haven will also have support services and special unit designations for Discovery Behavioral Health, Dove House, and Olympic Neighbors. The building itself has many features to make the property a net zero energy building. 7th Haven has a rooftop solar panel to offset all apartment building loads, all LED lighting, triple pane windows, low flow showerheads, Energy Star refrigerators and range hoods, and a ton of other eco-friendly features. To look through construction phases of 7th Haven and see the development from gravel lot to finished facility, there is a link on the transcript of this newscast at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.